Now it's time for the two up on the upswing.
So how much do you think a side of guacamole should cost at Chipotle? We were at basketball games all weekend long, as the Sherman family often does for the weekend. Actually, Friday and Saturday, we were in Greenfield at Whitnall High School. So after my son's game on Friday night, we needed a late night meal location, and Chipotle's open late, so we went to Chipotle. And I got the burrito bowls, really tasty. I love the hot salsa at Chipotle. It's great. What do you think a side of guacamole runs at Chipotle now? $2.75. You know, I get the price pressure. I really do like the burritos and bowls at Chipotle. And even though Chipotle is working to downplay the concerns about prices and availability of products, if the White House imposes tariffs on Mexico and Canada, it's interesting that the price pressure is coming. It's $2.75 for a little dollop of guacamole on my burrito. You can buy a full avocado at any one of the stores for, what, $2, $3? So it's interesting the price pressure is coming to fast food. During an earnings call last week, the CFO at Chipotle said that if Mexican tariffs go through, the company's costs will continue to rise by at least 0.6 percentage points. However, he noted that Chipotle sources only 2% of its inputs from Mexico, including avocados, tomatoes, limes, and peppers. So, something to keep an eye on with tariffs and prices. Second up, RTO from a CEO. While big banks like JP Morgan and Barclays are ramping up their return to office mandates, Citigroup is staying firm in its hybrid work policy. The CEO, Jane Fraser, has made it clear that flexibility isn't only a perk, it's a competitive edge. Flexibility is here to stay, she says. Most Citi employees are required to be back in the office 3 days a week and can work remotely for 2 days. Bank branch employees and most traders are required to be in the office 5 days a week. But the interesting thing here is that the Citibank CEO is using this policy as a difference maker and in hopes of poaching top talent from the likes of JP Morgan. I've long maintained that the flexibility comes with responsibility in the workplace, but it can also create success and better corporate culture. Be interesting to see how the continued flexibility at Citigroup continues to play out for the company.